Summary of Fall 2009 Resolutions by Gabe Griffith. This year we had a total of 13 resolutions submitted. This included the two appreciation resolutions, and two that were withdrawn. Below are summaries of the resolutions with the withdrawn ones noted. Resolution 2009B1 dealt with the process of hiring readers through the Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, and was withdrawn by the submitter. Resolution 2009B2 dealt with clerical staff in the Division of Blind Field, page 18, Services, BFS, within DOR. It called on DOR to establish a committee to explore giving BFS counselors their own support staff rather than borrowing from the local division offices they are housed in. Resolution 2009B3 address counselor caseloads within BFS. Some counselors have caseloads of as low as the mid-20s and others have loads as high as 185 or more. This resolution called on DOR to establish strategies to balance these caseloads. Resolution 2009B4 was in regards to the Matilda Ziegler magazine no longer being published in Braille. It called on the Board of Directors to reconsider its decision and to publish the reasons for it. Resolution 2009B5 dealt with Business Enterprise Consultants, BEC, to the Business Enterprise Program, BEP, vendors. The first line of contact for many BEP vendors is their BEC. This resolution called on DOR to ensure that BECs focus their efforts on providing proactive assistance to BEP vendors. Resolution 2009B6 was in regards to shared space. Many cities are beginning to adopt this concept that has made its way to the United States from Europe. The resolution called on CCB chapters and affiliates to remind their local planning entities of their responsibilities under the ADA. It also called on the CCB Committee on Access and Transportation to develop guidelines to use when planning a shared space area. Resolution 2009B7 called on the Rehabilitation Services Administration to take action to try and get DOR counselors exempted from the furlough Fridays established by California. Resolution 2009B8 called on DOR to finalize and implement the contract for BEP vendors' location with the United States Postal Service within California. Resolution 2009B9 called on BEP to provide the fiscal solvency reports in preferred formats that they are required to provide. This was in follow-up to a spring 2009 resolution. Resolution 2009B10 addressed supermarket websites. This resolution was withdrawn by the page 19. Author for further research. Resolution 2009B11 dealt with discrimination within the entertainment industry in California. It called on the industry to take steps to provide more parts for actors who are blind or visually impaired. Resolution 2009B12 was the Hotel Appreciation Resolution, and 2009B13 was for Voluntary Appreciation.